let's listen to I 19 Watched My Friend 18 Have Her First Orgasm by Aria Bell. Enjoy the story.
I wish I could say I was exaggerating, that half of my friends masturbate because of me. Whether that makes me a good influence or a bad one, it would be very much frowned upon in the upbringing my friends and I had. We were raised strict Christians, which definitely held a couple of them back from trying it. I was the first in my friendship group to masturbate, and I'm so glad that I did. It just feels so good. Even thinking about it is starting to make me horny, so I'll get to the point of the story. I've had conversations with multiple friends, telling them they need to try it, and talk them through the feelings of shame, the uncertainty. I told them what techniques to try. I even told them to use the shower head, if they have to be sneaky at home. Although this one friend of mine told me that she'd never had an orgasm, she's never had a boyfriend, and she's a virgin too, and she was brought up much stricter than I was, so I wasn't entirely surprised. I gave her a few tips and told her to let me know how it goes, but she came back the next week unsuccessful. She told me she was too shy, it felt too strange, and she didn't know what she was doing. We were sat on my bed in my room at the time. "Please, can you show me?" she whispered, almost holding her breath in anticipation. I thought about it for a minute, but decided to help her out. I spread my legs slowly and lifted my skirt, exposing myself to her. "Okay, so usually, I start off like this." I started to circle my clit slowly. Her eyes were fixed on my fingers, my pussy gradually getting wetter. "Try it," I encouraged, as she took off her jeans and panties. She copied the motions I was doing and started to moan a little. "Good. Now try moving your fingers inside." I started to finger myself slowly, curling my fingers slightly as I did. It felt so good, and I was on the brink between stopping and getting carried away. I stopped and watched as she started to finger herself. I asked her how it felt. It feels good," she blushed. I smiled proudly, but I knew it wouldn't be enough to make her come. I got up from the bed and grabbed my vibrator. "Now try this. Place it right on your clit. You can finger yourself too if you like." She turned it on, and I watched as she slowly pressed it against her pussy fuck. She sighed. Watching her like this was making me horny, and I debated whether to push my pussy up against the other side of the vibrator. But I didn't. I just watched as her head fell back, and she started to shake a little. She grabbed at her breasts and started to moan. She sounded so fucking good, I'd never watched anyone like this before. Her eyes rolled back, and I started to touch myself again, knowing she wouldn't even notice. Minutes went by and she stopped suddenly. "I can't do it, it's too much. My pussy is too sensitive," she said breathlessly. I told her that this means she's close, and that she just needs to push through it. I moved closer and pushed the vibrator back against her, her moans returning as she got lost in ecstasy. "Please, please finger me," she said desperately, and before she could change her mind, I slipped two fingers into her tight little pussy. I could feel her tightening around them. She was so fucking close. "I can't," she muttered as I started to kiss her thighs, fingering her faster. "Yes, you can, baby. You're almost there. Don't fucking stop," I told her, looking up as her whole body shook. Her moans grew so much louder, and she came on my fingers. I pulled them out slowly and sucked them clean in my mouth as she sheepishly looked down at me and whispered a small thank you.